From the KBUT studios in Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Friday, October 18th. There are now two wildfires burning outside Gunnison County that nonetheless have sent smoke into the region, causing a haze seen from the town of Crested Butte and possibly affecting air quality. The Decker Fire south of Salida has been burning since the first week in September and was last reported at more than 8,500 acres with 30% containment as of Friday morning. The Cow Creek Fire 9 miles east of Ridgeway experienced intense winds on Thursday, causing the blaze to jump from less than 100 acres to a total of now 655 acres. There were also three spot fires ignited by embers outside of the perimeter of the primary fire. The Forest Service says the spot fires on the base of Courthouse Mountain total 50 acres. Access to the Cow Creek Fire, which is burning on steep, rugged terrain, remains a safety concern for fire crews. That, combined with a healthy stock of dry fuels, has prompted fire officials to adopt what they are calling an, quote, indirect confine and contain suppression strategy. Cloudy skies and rain showers on Friday could offer a bit of relief to fire crews at both the Decker and Cow Creek fires. Colorado's oil and gas regulators say they will put some drilling applications through a more rigorous review process. That's after a study found people in close proximity to the site face health risks. KBUT's Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has the story.
The study found that when wells are being constructed, people within 2,000 feet of them could experience headaches, dizziness, and other short-term symptoms, but only under extreme conditions. The state says applications for permits less than 2,000 feet from homes will face more scrutiny. But Jeff Robbins, who leads the state board that reviews applications, says residents who already live close to an active well shouldn't be worried.
For those existing wells that are in the production phase, the study is not implicating any health impacts. And that's the vast majority of the existing wells.
Meanwhile, some elected officials want to do more. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg says the state should stop considering all permits for wells within 2,000 feet of homes until more safeguards are put in place. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that businessman James Iacino announced this week he'll be running as a Democrat to challenge Republican Representative Scott Tipton of Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Iacino, the CEO of the Seattle Fish Company, will join State Representative Donald Valdez of Lahara, former Route County Commissioner and State Representative Diane Mitch Bush of Steamboat Springs, and Durango resident Root Rutledge as Democrats trying to unseat Tipton. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.